This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And for today's get-together, our musical theme is gambling. Now, I said back in hour number one that we had done this theme once before many, many years ago, and indeed, it was many years ago. The weekend of July 5th, 2008. And we're rolling the dice once again today. And on the countdown today, we've got the biggest hits in America from this weekend in 1942. And the big story in the music world this summer occurred on August the 1st, when the American Federation of Musicians went on strike, led by union leader James Petrillo. No union musician could record for any record company. The reason for the dispute? The union demanded an increase in royalties by 0.5 cents. Now, the musicians could still perform on live radio shows and in concerts, and singers could still make records, but they had to be a cappella. But there wouldn't be any big band records for at least a year, and the only new ones would come from vocalists. So groups like the Merrimacks would see their popularity rise. But they were doing okay as it was. In fact, this week they had record number 5.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle,
as I go
jingle,
riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single?
Ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very
oh, far Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
I
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle,
as I go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single?
Ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Sally Jane, oh, Sally Jane, though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann, though we done some moonlight walking, why I up and round.
I
got spurs that jingle, jangle,
jingle, that jingle, jingle,
as I go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that song
single?
Ain't so very far
and
from wrong.
It's so very far from
number 5 on the charts this week in 1942, Jingle Jangle Jingle from the Merrimacks. The group consisted of brothers Joe, Ted, and Judd McMichael, and the girl singer was Marjorie Garland, and she was new to the group. She joined earlier this year when Mary Lou Cook left, and Jingle Jangle Jingle was the group's first top 10 hit. It peaked at number 4. It is mid-August of 1942, and of course World War II is the headline maker, and now we go to Europe and see what's happening there. Well, earlier this week, the Nazis' 6th Army crosses the Don and reaches the outskirts of Stalingrad, and it seemed that the Nazis could not be stopped. But back in July, Hitler had made a fateful decision. He had split his armies into two groups. Group A had been sent south to fight in the Caucasus, and the weaker Group B was now charged with taking Stalingrad. The two armies were not in position to support each other, and supply lines would be overextended. Meanwhile, the stories of Nazi atrocities continue to come out. On July 2nd, the New York Times reported, via the London Telegraph that over 1 million Jews had already been killed by the Nazis. On July 16th, on order from the Vichy France government, police round up as many as 20,000 Jews and imprison them in the Winter Velodrome. And on July 22nd, the Treblinka concentration camp is opened, which initiates new deportations from the Warsaw Ghetto. And also, the deportation of Belgian Jews to Auschwitz begins. And those were some of the news headlines from the war in Europe here in mid-August of 1942. Meanwhile, back at home on the music charts, coming in at number 4, it's the K. Kaiser Orchestra with a salute to the flying men. He wears a pair of silver wings.
Happy heart of hers to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, why, she wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in the uniform she loves, he wears a pair of silver wings. She's so full of pride when they go walking. Every time he's home on leave, he with those wings on his tunic, and she with her heart on her when she's left alone and they are far apart, she sometimes wonders what tomorrow brings. For she adores that crazy guy who taught her happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings. Adores that crazy guy who taught her happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings.
Record number 4 this weekend, 1942, he wears a pair of silver wings. The K. Kaiser Orchestra featuring Harry Babbitt. That was a flip side tune, but on its way to number 1, where it would remain for 4 weeks. We'll have the top side of the platter a little bit later. Yeah, we've turned the calendar back 83 years on Today Seems Like Old Times, and survey song number 3 this week was the 7th top 10 of the year for the Glenn Miller Orchestra, with Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs, Kalamazoo. Thank you.
D, E, F, G, H. I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Number three this weekend in 1942, Kalamazoo from Glenn Miller with Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs. That was on its way to being the band's third number one of the year, and it would stay at the top of the charts for 8 weeks. Now it's time for the Hollywood Report. Let's see what's playing at the movies this weekend. For starters, there's Bugs Bunny Gets the Boyd. Bugs runs into a buzzard who's looking for dinner. And a new one from the Stooges called Three Smart Saps. Mo, Larry, and Curly break into a prison run by racketeers.
Would you care to dance?
Do you rumba?
Only when I take bicarbonate. But let's dance anyway.
And to the main features, The Magnificent Ambersons. Directed and narrated by Orson Welles, and it features many of his Mercury players, Joseph Cotten, Agnes Moorehead, also Dolores Costello and Tim Holt, and a young Anne Baxter. And she's also in The Pied Piper. Roddy McDowell is also one of the kids in the movie that stars Monty Woolley. There's Crossroads with William Powell, Hedy Lamarr, Claire Trevor, and Basil Rathbone. The Story of Lou Gehrig and Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper and Teresa Wright. They both got Oscar nominations for their roles. And Wright did get a trophy, but it was for supporting actress in Mrs. Miniver. And that starred Greer Garson. She won the Oscar for leading actress. And Mrs. Miniver was also the best picture of the year, thanks to Wright and Garson, Walter Pidgeon, and supporting actor Henry Travers.
I gotta have a name for it.
Oh, you want me to name it for you?
No, man, I got a name for it, if you'll give me your permission.
Why, of course. Well, I don't see
I want to call it the Mrs. Miniver.
Oh.
If you'll pardon me, ma'am, I've watched you go in and out of town for years now, and you've always had time to stop and have a word with me, and I've always waited for you to come home, and you remind me of the flower. And I think it would be a very good name for my rose.
It's a lovely compliment, Mr. Ballard. I'd be very happy indeed to have you name your rose after me.
Greer Garson and Henry Travers from Mrs. Miniver. Also playing in the theaters this weekend, the animated film Bambi. There's Laurel and Hardy in A Haunting We Will Go, Penny Singleton in Blondie for Victory, the star-studded Tales of Manhattan, the final pairing of Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy in I Married an Angel, more music in Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney and Joan Leslie, and there's Holiday Inn featuring the music of Irving Berlin, with fine performances from Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. And a couple of times they sing together.
Here she comes down the street. My, oh my, ain't she sweet? Why, here comes my hot toddy.
Look out over my dead body. I'll
capture her heart singing.
Just wait until she gets a load of my dancing. Yeah.
Just wait till I start singing.
I'll take her strolling down the road with my dancing.
I can't go wrong, a tender song, and she'll discover my charms.
Some fancy taps, and she'll collapse, and fall right into my arms.
Get him. I'll capture her heart singing.
Oh, no, you haven't a chance when I go into my dance.
I'll take you through life singing. La da da dee, la da dee, la da da dee, boom 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 boom.
I'll make you my wife, dancing.
You could dance instead of sing, I'd learn to love you somehow. If you could sing instead of dance, I'd take you home with me now.
Bo 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 bo.
Hey, Stinky, look at me, I'm dancing.
The way you sing don't mean a thing, you'd better stick to your dance. And as for you, your dance won't do, you'll have to sing for romance.
I'll capture her heart.
I'll capture her heart.
Singing.
Dancing.
That's Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire with the Bob Crosby Orchestra from the motion picture Holiday Inn, I'll Capture Your Heart. Of course, the most memorable song from the film was White Christmas. And we were being introduced to it here in the summer of 1942. And we're listening to the memories today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're playing songs about gambling. We've checked out the odds, laid down our bets, and looking forward to cashing in.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Must be lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Here's Frank Sinatra with Luck Be a Lady. He recorded that in 1963, accompanied by the Billy May Orchestra. Well, next up, it's Phil Harris and the Darktown Poker Club.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Darktown Poker Club, but he cursed the day he told him he would join. His money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he would contribute all his coin. Then he said, I'm gonna play him tight tonight. He said, if you know bobtail flushes, make me bite. He said, when I gets in this in my hands, I'll be a peach. Well, he played him tight, but lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. He said, y'all see this brand new razor? He said, I had it sharpened just today. Now, I'm gonna pass in amongst you with a set of my rules I want you to follow as you play. Keep your big hands up on the table while you dealing, please. And don't be slipping any of them aces down there in between your knees. And don't be making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand. Just keep talking in American, bub. American, so that I can understand. Now don't be dealing off the bottom because ooh, 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 that's rough. Just take five, then stop, that's enough. Now when you bet, put up the chips because I don't like it when you shy. And if you go busted, go on out and get some because I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them cards for me to shovel every time before you deals. Then if anything goes wrong, then I'm going to see. I mean, y'all just ain't gonna keep playing that game now, according to that Mr. Hoyley. You're gonna play this game according to me. Now, sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man, and old Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. The old one-eye would deal and then would cost that Bill another five or ten, so Bill rose, looked all around him with a sigh. He said, Lord, this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating in this here game. He said, of course, it ain't no duke me to name the guy. So I refrain from mentioning the party's name, but if I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and close that other eye. Now, do you see this brand new razor? I had it sharpened just today. I'm passing in amongst you with my own rules that you must follow when you play egghead. Keep your bony hands up on the table while you give them out, please. And don't be messing around slipping them wildies in between your knees. And don't be making all them funny signs because you're still trying to tip off your hand. You better talk an American big A-A-A. That's what I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom because I keep trying to tell you that's rough. This is the Army game. Five, five, halt. That's enough. Now, when you bet, let me see the reds and blues, because I don't like it when you shy. But if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm gonna be here by and by. Pass them pasteboards for me to shovel every time before you deal. Then let me irrigate around with them. Anything's wrong, I can see. But I mean, you always ain't gonna keep playing a game now, according to that Mr. Hoyley. Y'all gonna play this year game, according to me, Henry. If you'll break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from there.
The Darktown Poker Club, first recorded in 1914 by Burt Williams, but revived in 1945 by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Well, here's a tune that's even older than that, and done here by Julie London.
Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. The Camptown racetrack 5 miles long, oh, do-da-day. I came down here with my hat caved in, do-da, do-da. I go back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, do-da-day. Gonna ride all night, gonna ride all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. A long-tailed filly with a big black horse. Fly the track and they both cut across. Oh, do-da-day. The blind horse sticking in a big mud hole. Can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole. Oh, do-da-day. Gonna ride all night. Gonna ride all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. Old muley cow coming on the track. Do-da, do-da. The bobtail flinger onto his back. Oh, do-da-day. Fly along like a railroad car, do-da, do-da. Run a race with a shooting star, oh, do-da-day.
Gonna run all night,
gonna run all day. Bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
All through the day.
See them flying in a 10-mile heat. Do-da, do-da. Round the racetrack, then repeat. Oh, do-da-day. I win my money on a bobtail nag. Do-da, do-da. I keep my money in an old tote bag. Oh, do-da-day. Gonna run all night. Gonna run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Somebody.
Not me, baby.
Bet on the bay. Bet on the bay.
The Camptown races were run outside of Camptown, Pennsylvania. And Stephen Foster wrote a song about it in 1850. Then in 1959, Julie London recorded the song for her album, Swing Me an Old Song. She was backed up by the Jimmy Rolls Orchestra. We're betting on nothing but winners today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're back in August of 1942. And some more news and notes from this year. The U.S. opens its Office of War Information. You might call it a propaganda center. Also in June, Major General Dwight Eisenhower was appointed commander of U.S. forces in Europe. Gasoline rationing's now in effect. Along the eastern coast of the country, you have to have your coupons to get gasoline. On July 30th, the Congress authorized the Women Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Services, or the WAVES. This year, wages for farmers are 26% over last year. Farm supplies are up 16%, but still the total net earnings of U.S. farmers are $1 billion higher than last year. And they're higher than at any time since 1919. But Secretary of Agriculture Claude Wickard said that every farmer, in order to make his best contribution for the war, should divert as much wheat land as possible to crops more urgently needed, such as soybeans, flax, and various feed crops. Doctors are being called into service, and a shortage stateside is coming. Within the next year, about a quarter of U.S. doctors will be in uniform, leaving just one doctor for every 885 civilians. Meanwhile, the baseball season continues on, and in the standings this weekend, the Yankees are 12 games ahead of Boston, while the Dodgers are 8 up on St. Louis. But the Cardinals have just started a winning streak, and they would finish 38-6. They'd amass 106 wins, finish two clear of Brooklyn for the pennant, and then take the Yankees in the World Series in 5 games. And on the music countdown this weekend, coming in at number 2, it's our second visit with Kay Kaiser. Again, it's Harry Babbitt on the vocals, joined by Trudy Irwin. And Who Wouldn't Love You?
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? People must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you and who wouldn't care? Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
Record number 2 this week in 1942, the Kay Kaiser Orchestra, Who Wouldn't Love You? On the vocals, Harry Babbitt and Trudy Irwin. That was a million seller and spent a couple of weeks at number 1.
Here's a good idea, friends, for your next Jell-O dessert. It's peach and raspberry pie made with delicious raspberry Jell-O. Say, it's one of the most enticing treats you ever tasted. And nothing could be easier to make. Simply dissolve one package of Jell-O imitation raspberry flavor in 1.5 cups of hot water. Chill until slightly thickened, then fold in 1 cup of heavy whipped cream and 2 cups of canned sliced peaches drained. Or, if you wish, use 1 box of quick frozen sliced peaches freshly thawed. Turn into a baked pie shell and chill until firm. The result will be one of the best desserts that ever graced a table.
Sounds good. Thanks, Don Wilson. It is the season for peaches. We're using Billboard's sales chart from this week in 42, and I think somebody made a mistake. And it has to do with Sleepy Lagoon by Harry James. Last week it was number 3. Next week it would be number 3. But this week it's not in the top 10 at all. It's in the top 5 in all the regional charts. In fact, it's number 1 on the West Coast survey. I think somebody screwed up. Oh well. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend 83 years ago. Debuting at number 8 on the aforementioned West Coast chart, Jimmy Dorsey with Helen O'Connell.
Take me, I'm yours if you take me. Please, darling, awake me. Set my heart aflame. hungry for love. Can't you feel the same? I don't ask for guarantees. Promise me not to fail. All I ask is, won't you please make me hear angels sing? Take me, though you may forsake me. Who cares if you take me and love me tonight?
Jimmy Dorsey Band with Helen O'Connell, Take Me. Brand new on the music scene this week in 42, it would top out at number 7. Well, now we turn on the Performing Now spotlight as we salute a modern-day performer who carries on the tradition of the great music. And today it's Aaron Boehm from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. In 2006, at the age of 20, Aaron released her debut album, What Love Is. This recording was done in May of 2020. It's the cover of a Peggy Lee song that she did for a 100th birthday tribute.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel. He's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one. I wish that I could travel his way. Come on, boys. Trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp,
He's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one. I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way.
That's Aaron Boehm, backed up by a combo led by pianist and arranger Gary Matsumoto on He's a Tramp, a song that Peggy Lee wrote and recorded for the Disney film The Lady and the Tramp. Aaron Boehm in the Performing Now spotlight today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding third and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, but before we finish up, let me take a second to remind you about our website. It's oldtimesradio.com. We also have social media, Facebook and X. Just look up Seems Like Old Times. And the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, we've got time for one more hand, one more roll of the dice, another spin of the wheel, one last race. It's our final gambling song of the day, and it's by the Ray Anthony Orchestra. Here's Daily Double. Ray Anthony's Orchestra and Daily Double, recorded in 1954 but unreleased by Capitol Records until it appeared on the album Ultra Lounge Vegas Baby 2 in 2009. Well, we've been gambling today, and I think we came out ahead on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one record from this weekend in 1942. And the number one news story this weekend is the Battle of Guadalcanal. The Japanese took the island on July 3rd. And our Marines landed there on August the 7th. And for the first time since December the 7th, a priceless and tangible asset finally came into the U.S.'s hands.
Marines prime big howitzers on Guadalcanal's advanced positions for a new offensive against the Japs. Present for an inspection trip of the island and its vicinity are Navy's Vice Admiral Aubrey W. Fitch and Marine Major General Roy S. Geiger. The guns fire at extreme elevation, so shells will drop into Jap positions in narrow gullies. Soldiers and Marines in their latest push are making new gains against the Japs.
Meanwhile, to the north, the Navy made a sudden smash raid on the Japanese-held Aleutian island of Kiska. The two attacks were synchronized to strike the Japanese at both ends of the Pacific at the same time. As the USA could take heart, as it looked like the dreary days of being on the defensive in the Pacific were coming to an end. The Battle of Guadalcanal, one of the top news stories from here in August of 1942. And here at home this weekend, 83 years ago, the number one record in the land was by the K. Kaiser Orchestra.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Kaiser's Orchestra with Harry Babbitt and Julie Conway, Jingle, Jangle, Jingle. Combined with the song on the flip side, He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings, which we heard back at number 4. That was a million-selling disc. It was the 6th number 1 for the Kaiser Band, and Jingle, Jangle, Jingle spent 8 weeks at number 1, including this weekend in 1942. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here. And I'll see you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.